Drop that knowledge on
me. I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, Hercules.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And A-Dizzle.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
All those dogs are the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A-Dizzle.
You can't make this up, podcast Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A-Dizzle.
Episode
390. Shouts to the template up top, baby.
Yeah, man, we back at it. You know, a little impromptu bye week, you know, post Mother's Day, life gets in the way. So let's find out what the hell happened last week.
Yeah, so I'll go first. So last week was Mother's Day week for Edible Arrangements. Mother's Day and Valentine's Day are our two biggest weeks of the year. Your boy had a hot 60 hours. We ordered quite a bit of fruit, spent a lot of money on that, but we did well. Almost 300 orders on Sunday, like 294, 295. We had 200 the day before, just the regular. Shouts to all the people that came in and helped us out, family, friends. My daughters got to do some weekend work. The wife came down, held it down for 2 or 3 days because everybody knows.
It's a family affair.
Everybody knows. If they want to spend some time with dad that week, you know where I'll be. So it'd be that kind of week. So had a busy week with that. Then we had to my grandmother's getting up in age and dementia. She had a fall, had to help her out. So that was another, she's doing better, was able
good,
to,
good,
you know,
good,
was able
good,
to
good.
Get up. She's definitely, she's like 93, so she's taking it easy. We got her situated, had to do that. Then your boy was booked all weekend, this weekend, for gigs. So Friday, I was at 937 until 2 in the morning, got home into bed about 3, worked at Edible Saturday.
Ooh.
Worked the Edible Saturday morning, 8:45. Got done with that about 2. Came home, took a 40-minute nap. DJed a graduation party for a UD grad at the Miami Valley Golf Course on Salem. I did that from 6 to 10. And then pod this morning. And then I got a Northmont graduation to do at 4 o'clock today. So
let's give it up. That's no dedication, man. Working, man.
No days off and going hard all next week. But Memorial Day weekend, your boy going to be in the horizontal position. Can't wait.
Indeed, man. Saying. Indeed, man. Most importantly, man, I'm glad Grandma's doing better. You know what I'm saying? That's obviously way more important than anything going on. Like, we got going on, like, taping a podcast. Got to take care of the fam, man. And shoot, you busy, bro.
Yeah. And I want to shout you out because your voice was heard by the people because your boy got faded Friday. I woke up Saturday morning, had to do the one throw up, and then I was good for the day type of thing. So it went down. I said, damn it, Kev's voice is, he is a voice of the people. They heard your request.
Hey, man, you deserve it, bro. You deserve it, man. You're out here working hard, not only for the family shoot, but, you know, with Mother's Day, you know, people forget about this. And, like, we obviously forget about this, like, especially people that work in the service industry. Like, they're working on these holidays. So when you're taking your mom to dinner or whatever, you know what I'm saying, there's somebody preparing that food, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to salute those people that work hard while, you know what I'm saying, we playing, you know what I'm saying, they're not spending time with their family on these holidays, man. So salute. And
last thing I wanted to say is shouts to all the graduates. I know my dude Isaiah, cousin D's nephew. I went to his graduation Thursday for Stebbins. And then my boy Kyron, he graduated from Northmont today. So shouts to all the grads. I saw Reg had his. So just shout to all the graduates out there, man. We
yeah, man.
Word. Shit. I ain't had too much going on. I'm trying to think what happened. The little baby is starting to walk already.
Didn't he just start crawling?
He just started crawling, and he just started really crawling on his knees because he was doing the army pull for the last couple of months. He just started going on his knees, and now he's with the little walker thing, walking for real. So he really about to be walking here soon. And my algorithms is getting to me because that's literally all the shits that I'm seeing. The suggested posts is just toddler life, shit I need to be ready for. We got to baby proof the crib because he about to be moving.
Yeah.
But shit, not too much else going on. Start the new position tomorrow.
Nice. Hey.
And I finally got the pool clean, man. I know.
I saw the video. Yeah.
The videos is started looking crazy. Like it didn't look doable. It looked like sludge water. Like, yeah. Kev, I know you be talking about how the Cabrew water looks. This looked worse than what the Cabrew water was, man. Like, dirty, a layer of film, just green and black sludge.
The algae,
Ooh, yeah, it was like a year's worth.
Did you go rent some equipment or you bought equipment?
So I bought a power washer, which wasn't that expensive, on Amazon. And then my wife's dad had a sump pump and a vac, whatever the vacuum things are called.
I was in there.
Yep. Big ass shop vac. And then what else? Had to buy a big ass brush. Y'all saw me get in there and was brushing the walls. Like, I had to buy some chemicals to just put all on the liner. I didn't have no rubber boots, so I went ghetto style, just threw some Kroger bags on my feet. And I had to get in there. It was slippery too.
Did you fall?
No. Ooh, no.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah. I had to take a long shower because the water got in the bag. Like, I didn't have no coverage. It was bad, but I got it done. Nice. Took about 4 days, filled it up yesterday. Yeah. But it's cool though. We good for the summer. Now, you know, just gotta keep skimming it until the leaves is gone.
You did it at the right time because we got a couple 80-degree days, so that water can start heating up. So you did it at the right time.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be 85 today, bro. I'm loving that. That's high quality right there, man.
And tomorrow.
Yes. As for your boy, so rewinding to last weekend, went home to Cleveland for Mother's Day. Got a chance to hang out with my mom, my grandmother, mother-in-law, stepmom. Also got to hang out with the nephew who's 9 years old already. Don't know how that happened. But he's 9. He got a little basketball hoop. He think he got a little game. Had to put him in check a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Had him working on the fundamentals. I'm like, look, man, you out here doing Steph Curry step backs. Let's work on this layup package first. I had him doing that, man. He had a good time. Also took him down to the Cavs and Celtics playoff game 3. That was fun until the Cavs decided to lose the game. So, you know.
You was one game off of Bron being there.
right. You know, Bron got to show up and make his presence known. But it was a good time up there in Cleveland, just hanging out. And then, obviously, this week, like Killer, you was talking about, lots of graduations is going down. Went to Young Reg graduation yesterday. He had a little graduation gathering, not a party, a graduation gathering. Went to that. Yesterday and then today, shouts out to AP, his oldest son Cam. He graduated from college, so he got his graduation party today. So I'm gonna pull up on that today. So shouts out to all the grads, man. People was walking across that stage, getting that diploma, getting that degree. Salute, man. Lots of hard work paying off.
Oh yeah, and I've been golfing too. I'm in golf league. You can see.
I see you got the Shador line. You got the Shador line.
That's hilarious.
I still been golfing.
How you find the time to do that?
That's all I'm about to say.
Man, so Wednesday is the only day that I'm stern about leaving about 3:30, go get the kids, get them home, and that's my golf day. So I did find some time to hit the driving range twice this week. I don't know how, but I'm dedicated. I spent some money. I got a new driver, a new 3-wood. So I bought some new clubs. We're going to be playing some golf. So I've been out there. I've probably played 10 times already. I had a few, you know, the few league days, and then me and the boys have played a few times, and I went out there solo twice. So yeah, I just find the time. Same way you go walking, same way I play golf.
Gotta get these steps in, man. We got so much to get into, especially in sports. Killer.
Yeah.
What's going on? First, hey, let's start with the golf. Let's start with the golf, because we don't talk a lot of golf on here. But news broke on Friday that was absolutely crazy. I just got home from the gym and then turned on the TV, and then things just went haywire in the world of golf. What's popping?
Yeah. So the number one ranked golfer in the world, his name is Scottie Scheffler. He was headed to his day two of the PGA Championship, which is one of the big tournaments of the year in the golf world. They got the Masters, the PGA, the British Open, the U.S. Open, Players Championship, stuff like that. Those are the big ones. So this is a big event. You got the LIV golfers there. You got the PGA golfers there. It's a full cast. So day two, a pedestrian got hit and killed at like 5 a.m., prior to, you know, all the fans arriving for round two. So the traffic pattern was all messed up. Scottie Scheffler trying to arrive for his round and decided to either confused by the pattern or just decided to do whatever. He was only like 20 yards from the entrance to the golf course. So he tried to drive around the cop to get to the driveway, and the cop was on fire about it because it must have been an active scene and trying to get him to stop. Ends up hopping on the car, and Scottie don't stop until he gets to the entrance. So when he gets to the entrance, they pull him out of the car, immediately put him in handcuffs. Some reporter was there trying to record it. You know, they're trying to get him to scoot, trying to get him to scoot back, trying to tell him, you know, he nothing you can do. He's going to jail. So this the part that's the kicker, though. This happens at like 6-7 o'clock in the morning, 7 a.m, I think. His tee time was at 10. I don't know one person on the planet Earth that can get arrested at 7 and make their appointment at 10. So they booked him, picture, had him in the cell stretching, and then he didn't know if he was playing or not. And some cops said, let's go, and they took him back to the course. So if that would have been Tiger Woods number when he was number one, he would have just now been getting out. So that's the part that's like, man, the privilege is real. But
yeah, man.
Yeah, he got arrested. He got charged with well, hold on, let me find it because I have it on the screenshot. He was charged with second degree assault on a police officer, which was a felony. Also charged with reckless driving, third degree criminal mischief, and disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic. That's a lot of charges to be out in 2.5. But hey, who am I?
Yeah, man. So, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, that's not like a detainment. Like if you go to an NBA game or NFL game, when they put you like in the drunk tank back in the day, and then after the game, they kind of let you out. Like, you broke the law. You got arrested, you got booked, the picture's out there, you and your orange jumpsuit, and you get released, and you get to make it to work on time because this is his job. Like, hey, man, knock on wood, hopefully this never happens to any of us, you know what I'm saying, have to deal with the police before we headed to work. But I'm sure if we have an involvement with the police, we are not going to work that day. So, right. You know what I'm saying, strings were pulled to make sure he was out, made bail to get to his appointment on time to clock in for that job. You on mute, bruv.
So I don't know nothing about who. I thought this said Adam Scheffner. So so this dude, he's the number one golfer. Like, he really about that?
Yeah, he won probably 4 straight tournaments, including the Masters. Did all that. Came out the first hole with a birdie. I mean,
that's what I was about to ask. How'd he do?
So day two, this happened on day two. So day two, he shot like -5, had a good round. yesterday, I think all that hit him because he had to him a bad round, +3, +2. So that's bad for him. But he's still, you know, midway in the tournament. He's going to make six figures, heavy six figures.
Can he still win? Is he in contention to win still?
I think the leader is at -15, and he is at -7. So 8 shots back. It would take a miracle, but he can still top 10. He can top 10 for sure. So
has he spoken to the media? Because I was kind of like out of the loop with everything yesterday. Has he had a chance to speak?
Yeah, he did. He did do a little post-round conference where he was, you know, trying to explain as much as he could. He said, I don't really know what happened. It was all in the whirlwind. He kind of kept it, you know, he kept it PR with the PR team. So,
smart.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was all a whirlwind. All I know is I tried to pull in the golf course, and next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs, and he kept it like that. So, but he did try to talk and explain, but he didn't answer no questions and nothing like that. So,
yeah, don't answer questions, bro. Don't answer questions, man. Don't be like these other celebrities trying to explain everything, man. Let your lawyer do the lawyering, sir.
But I will say, and then we can move on. The internet is when it comes to the memes. Chef's kiss to the internet, because this tournament is in Louisville, Kentucky. And the first thing I see when he's walking from the clubhouse to the tee box is the T-Grizzly song. Remember in Kentucky when all that happened? And bruh, the internet was crazy with it, and that made my day. So that was hilarious to see all the – they had the dreams and nightmares walking out. Like, he was walking to the T-Box. They had the Tiger Woods, I pick you up. Tiger Woods, man, you taking my spot. I'm the thug on the PGA, not you. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, man, you're 100% correct. And the crazy thing about it for me, from my perspective, is like when you watch an ESPN or listen to ESPN radio at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, they rarely have breaking news. They're normally breaking down everything that happened yesterday in sports and previewing everything that's going to happen tonight in sports. It's very rare that you get breaking news that early in the morning. So, yeah, it was crazy for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. What's popping in the association, man? We had some Game 6 action last night. What's popping?
Y'all check out the games. We had Mavs versus OKC. I don't remember who guessed what. I believe we all had the Mavericks.
I think so.
Is that correct?
Let's just say,
I had the Mavs for sure. But
I think so, because I was like six. Luka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. OKC is about a year or two away. But what y'all think? Y'all think the Mavs got a actual shot? You know what I mean? We still got a game sevens tonight, two game sevens, Indy and the Knicks. And then we got the game seven everybody's looking forward to, the Wolves versus the Nuggets.
Get the popcorn ready.
Yeah. So Dallas been here before. It was here last year. So I think this is, you know, to standard. What's his name? Dante or what? Jones Jr. He's having
Derrick Jones Jr.
He's having a great series for them. He's playing some good ball. I do think Dallas has a chance, but they don't want to see Denver. I mean, nobody does. Denver came out 0-2 against them. Now they up 3 straight. I mean, it's just. That's the championship shit that we talk about when at this time of the year. So if Minnesota can pull that upset, I think that'll be good for just the whole – now we can just see what it's going to be. If Denver keep pulling this off and winning, Denver back-to-back. But I think tonight I'm just hopping right to it. I'm going Pacers over the Knicks. I'm going Michael Jordan's son over Denver.
You're stupid. I'm about to say, who are you talking about?
Yeah,
Chad, what you thinking?
I'm taking the upset.
I too am going with the Pacers. Am rolling with the Pacers. I just think that the Knicks are just worn down. Not only worn down because of, you know what I'm saying, how Coach Tibbs does his players, but like they got a ton of injuries. I mean, you know, we can talk about like Julius Randle, not, you know what I'm saying, how built well they play without Julius Randle. But shoot, now Josh Hart got an injury. Everybody else dealing with Devin Chenjo dealing with injuries. Like, I think they're just worn down. I think if they were healthy, they would beat them. But I think that the Pacers win game seven in New York and send all the New York Knicks fans home crying. My aunt is a New York Knicks fan, so I'm going to make sure I give her a call if they lose this game. And also I'm rooting for the Pacers because, shoot, man, let's be real, man. Indiana only an hour and a half away. So game three will be in Indiana on a Saturday. I'm already looking at tickets, so I'm trying to pull up. Then in the nightcap, the one everybody's talking about, the one everybody's here for, of course, y'all know me by now, man. I always pay homage to the champs, man. So the champs was on the ropes. The champs was and then they came back. They said, we ain't done. Then they got their asses smoked. But when they got their asses smoked in game six to force this game seven, I saw the best player in basketball standing there ice grilling.
I don't care about none of that.
The fat white man about to come out here and get these niggas the business card.
Man, he got to, because don't be ice grilling standing there the whole quarter, because who did that in football? Stephon Diggs. he lost. I don't know when he lost, but I saw the picture of him standing watching everybody celebrating, and everybody online is like, oh, he came on a mission, just watching him. And the next year, nigga did the same thing. So I just see Jokic go for 50. Jokic got to go for 50 because Jamal Murray's not playing good. Edwards been playing great. Cat has been playing defense. Like, them boys is balling. Jokic need a 40-point triple-double or a 50-bone to put them over the top. And then Jamal Murray got to hit some shots. But
it's obviously about Joker, but Aaron Gordon. Like, I think he's going to have to be the next guy because, like you said, Jamal Murray's not playing well. Not playing well right now. So, you know, keeping Gordon, like, in that dunker spot, like, on that baseline, we can keep dropping them off for them easy buckets. I think that's going to be the key for Denver to win, man. But I think the Mavs are in a great spot because they took care of business in six games so they can get a little bit of rest. Luka dealing with the little knee situation so he can get a little bit of rest while these two are playing in the game seven and got a quick turnaround. So I fully expect the Mavs to win game one, whoever they play.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I like the Indy pick because the Knicks is they've been playing good, but damn, they've been getting ran into the ground. I like the Pacers. I don't believe anybody has a shot with the Celtics. But damn, who y'all want to even see in the finals?
See, that's why I'm
gonna be entertaining. It can't be no Indy versus Dallas. Like, we gonna watch that?
That'd be hella entertaining. Cause the Pacers don't play no defense, and they pull up, you know what I'm saying, 115. So it's gonna be some buckets. But I mean, I think we all just want to see. Obviously, we want to make sure that the Celtics get there. The Celtics get there, we gonna get an entertaining finals, no matter who comes out the West, in my book. But I want to see the Celtics and the Nuggets, man. That's what I want to see.
I personally want to see the Celtics and Minnesota. I think Minnesota's taking the time to get three big bodies that can, you know, disrupt Jokic. They built this team for this moment. So if they're going to have success, it has to be now. So I want to see the Minnesota Celtics series.
Okay. What about you, Dizzle? What you trying to see in the finals?
I wouldn't mind the Nuggets back in there. The legend of Jokic is going crazy. Definitely want to see Ant Edwards. I can see him in there. So either one of these two teams. And then it's just got to be the Celtics or the Knicks. It can't be Indy, man. As much as, like you said, they only an hour away. Tickets is not that crazy. I was looking too.
Yeah. Go Pacers. If they make it, I ain't mad. I'm going to the finals, cuz.
But the Knicks, you know what? You're right. If Indy does make the finals, because when will that happen ever again?
Right.
Exactly, dog.
Right, right.
But the Knicks in the finals is a different type of energy.
I feel the Reggie energy, the big Reggie.
I just need the Wolves or the Nuggets to be in there. Everybody else,
that's the winner. Your boy Kyrie. That's your boy. See, this is
now I fuck with Kyrie. This is the problem when your team or your player is out of it, because then you just looking for something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who to root for at this point, man. I'm just watching it as a ball fan, man.
I've never said go Minnesota in my life, but you see where we are.
You feel me?
You see where we are.
Man, I'm lost. I'm out here just looking. I'm just a spectator. I've been watching WNBA. I got the WNBA league pass. That shit been all right.
Yeah.
Shit, we hear you talking about WNBA, man. We three games into the Caitlin Clark experience. What's your initial thoughts?
She been losing me money, man. First game, I'm betting she ain't gonna get 20. She got 20. Second game, I'm like, okay, she gonna get 20. She got what, 14? Last game, I'm betting she getting the unders. She got the overs. I'm done. I can't do it.
Yeah, I always sit out for a second and test the water to see what's going on. I did make the game one bet. I had a over 21 and she got 20.
Yep.
That one got me. Everything else hit but her. I was big salty. I did hit a nice little bet I shared with y'all, that I hit a little parlay with baseball and basketball. I took some of those winnings. I want to tell the pod right now so it's postmarked. I took some of those winnings and I bet the Bengals and the Buckeyes.
To win it
all in a parlay.
Oh,
it's gonna be all Ohio, man. Next year. Bengals.
Well,
winning
I hope
the Super
one of
Bowl,
those are right. I hope
Ohio
one of those
State
are right.
Winning
go
chip. I need that, because if one of them happen, I'm gonna get a cash out option. So I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. I just need the Buckeyes to do to handle business, and then Bengals, I cash out early, so.
man, the early Caitlin Clark experience has been nothing short of a roller coaster. Like Gilla said, game one, I had a nice parlay. I had like a $3 parlay that would turn into $30. I bet the over on the 21. She had 20. Salty. That was the only one I missed. But, you know, she's getting it. And the league did not set her up to succeed. Like, I'm not going front. Like, she started with the Sun. She got cookied at the top of the key by one of the best defensive players in the league. She got 10 turnovers. Then in the next game, they went and played the Liberty. I mean, the Liberty got Jacquel Jones. They got Breonna Stewart. They got Sabrina Ionescu. And she hit her with the fake pass. She dancing. Then teammates not calling out picks. She getting smacked on pick and rolls. And then I think, like, in two more days, they play the Aces. So, like, the hits just keep on coming. So
but that's the league now, though. The league is that. Yeah. The league has gotten
exactly
better. They,
exactly.
I checked in a few games as well, and I'm seeing, you know, swaggy offensive, you know, talking shit. I'm seeing people getting bodies shouldered up. I'm like, yeah, okay. We hooping. So
we hooping.
Old girl last night, I think her last name is Cooper. Either play for the Suns or play for Atlanta, one of them. But she had like 36, 38. She was balling, killing them. So I've been
and they, great.
And there's some baddies out there. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
We got a big thing in Chicago. I'm about to be a Chicago Sky fan. Give me a jersey.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like today's WNBA, I mean, we talk about like the fashion show that is the NBA. The fashion show that the WNBA is next level, because I mean they're getting peanuts dollars wise compared to what the dudes get, and they putting on a real fashion show when they show up for these games. And most importantly, you know what I'm saying, they out there hooping. You know, I hear a lot of talk about like how many people tuned in to watch, you know, Indiana Fever in that first game, like 2.5 million, and people saying that's the only number that really counts, not 10 turnovers. Well, at some point, people are going to be like, hey, man, we want you to produce the same way you're producing at Iowa. But the trick is, hey, man, people are starting to realize that, hey, it's other basketball players out here. Like, maybe you came for Caitlin Clark, and then you found a Kelsey Plum. You found somebody else that, like, oh, man, this person got some hoop game, too. I'm going to stay invested in this product, because breaking news, man. The Fever were horrible last year. That's why they had the number one pick and got Aaliyah Boston. They were horrible the following year. That's why they had the number one pick and got Caitlin Clark. They're going to be horrible this year, too.
Yeah.
They've been getting cooked.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Well done.
We got a lot of topics. I just realized we ain't been here for a couple weeks. So we could talk about, I know Austin Rivers ruffled some feathers, talking about saying that he could take 30 NBA players and put them on the NFL field. Is that cap? Where do y'all sit with this? Because he's speaking facts.
They can be on the field. Yes. I don't see Anthony Towns taking a shot from JJ Watt. You know what I'm saying? Like, can they take a hit? They can probably run the routes, but can they take
maybe not 30, but
yeah, 30 10? Seems a bit high. Yeah, I would say about 10 yeah. current players. We can't pull the when Russ was in his prime. He's not in his prime no more. We're talking about 10 guys right here, right now. My only problem with this is I think it's disrespectful to the NFL to say, like, oh, man, these dudes could just show up and just go out there and ball. Like, the physicality of the NFL is a part of it. Like, hey, man, like Killer was talking about with Carl Anthony Towns, like, we see these dudes flopping all over the place. We see a whole bunch of dudes talking about they can't even make it through an entire NBA season. Like, people brought up, like, oh, man, you telling me Zion couldn't be a defensive end? Yes, I'm telling you Zion could not be a defensive end because he doesn't play enough. Like, that's what I'm telling you. Yes, yeah. There's definitely dudes that could play in the NFL from the NBA because there's premium athletes. There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it. Like, we can get some DBs, some wide receivers and stuff like that. But if you're a wide receiver, my opinion is you're going to be like a Randy Moss type of wide receiver. You're not going across the middle. You only running fly routes, out routes. You're not
jump
going
balls.
Across the middle. Yeah, you're not going across the middle to deal with them linebackers and safeties, dude. Y'all not built for that. And that's fine. Y'all basketball players.
That's what I miss about video games. You just put tug that a heartstring because that hot route triangle with Moss used to kill him, boy. I used to kill him with the hot route.
Video games. There's a particular video game coming back to life. I'm back. I'm really back. I'm just playing Madden for the time being. I'm back. College football is returning. I'm back. Disney better not be using no cheat codes on me.
Not at all.
Killer, you said you're not. But I think we can talk you into it.
I'm gonna fuck around and get one because I know the season shit gonna be crazy with the NI deals. That's gonna be crazy. So I'm sure it's gonna be 30, nice.
32 team dynasty. Oh man, oh man, it's gonna be epic. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm with it. When did you say it's July?
July 19th.
I already pre-ordered mine. Pre-ordered my copy. We ready to rock.
My daughter's birthday.
Hey.
All right. Where y'all want to go with this, man? A lot of news sports-wise. Glenn Big Baby Davis. Did y'all see that he is headed to prison, man? 40 months in the slammer for violating. What was he doing? He was trying to take advantage of the NBA's health policy.
Yeah.
Running them scams.
Yeah. He's trying to say he's about to go in there and get swole. I got 20. He come out just the way he looked. Because he was talking big shit, like, you gonna stop me from eating cheeseburgers and blah, 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 I'm about to go to jail, so I'm about to get real swole. I'm like, no, you're not.
Damn, 40 months though. What's the math on that? 12, like 24, years. 36. Yeah, 3 years. Eesh,
man.
Hope
man,
it was man. Worth it, man.
The, yeah, my
the,
only
the rec team gonna
this.
Be lit.
Fact. the only thing with it. Is obviously he did this situation with the NBA. You know, Brett Favre, he stole money from the state of Mississippi with everything that's going on with Southern Miss, man. So, like, all right, Big Baby stole, you know, a couple dollars from the NBA, got 3 years. What's Brett Favre getting for stealing from the poorest state in the United States, man? Mississippi is the poorest state in the union, and he stole not only from that place, but from poor people. So, you know, him and everybody involved, let's see what they get, because the eyes are watching.
It's so crazy when people like get in trouble that was in the league, you know, retired. I went back and looked. He made $34 million as a player. The money management in these professional sports is so terrible, because what are you doing that you have to even consider doing some nigga shit? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Trying to stay with the lifestyle.
Yep. Yeah, because they see the contracts these cats is getting now, and they're thinking like, well, why didn't I get that type of money?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, what else we got going on in the league? I guess we could talk about beef. We can transition into some beef.
Not Diddy, let's do it.
But Shaq and Shannon Sharp, is this real beef? Because this was in the midst of the Kendrick and Drake stuff. This was in the midst of the game going at Rick Ross. Next thing you know, we had Shaq dropping a diss track to Shannon. Did y'all check it out?
I did not. I missed that whole thing. I missed that whole thing.
I listened to it, man. What's your thoughts, Dylan?
I ain't never liked Shaq as a rapper. It's so long. It's so long beat. He rapped like he in the 80s still. Like, I'm good. He did this with Dame Lillard too. Corny, what was it, 2-3 years? Like, he did a diss track. Like,
man, this shit is big corny. Like, everything that's going on with Shannon Sharp, obviously Club Shay Shay making waves and stuff like that. But people just be loving the limelight. And, like, Shaq, obviously, is a connoisseur. He knows what's going on with the Drake and Kendrick stuff. And to keep the buzz out there, he made a diss record about Shannon Sharp. Two media personalities, two Hall of Fame players making diss records about each other. Like, I'm good on it, man. I can't get jiggy with it.
Yeah. I didn't hear it. I didn't know about it. I'm sure Diesel's still rapping like Diesel, so I'm cool.
Niggas hating on Shaq's bars, nigga.
Nah, I'm good.
I mean, Shaq got a joint with he got a joint with Method Man, No Hooks. He got a joint with B.I.G. Can't Stop the Rain. Shaq got some joints with some legends.
You playing them songs? Today,
oh, you can't stop. I will say this.
Don't lie.
I'm talking about Biggie's verse. Biggie's verse on You Can't Stop the Rain is one of Biggie's best verses of all time. Of all time. Like, no doubt about it. Now, okay. Shaq, on the other hand, Shaq is Shaq. I'm not listening to that song to listen to Shaq. I'm listening to that song to listen to Big.
Yeah.
Well, shit, that's all the main news.
Yeah, man, getting to
Diddy.
Man, killer. Where we at with the entertainment life, man? Give us a Diddy update.
I might be the bad person on this. I know a little bit, but I do know that a 2016 video dropped a couple of days ago, kind of putting the visual onto this whole situation. Los Angeles hotel. Cassie's trying to get to the elevator, and Diddy come running down, ball swinging in a towel down the hallway, come down and assaults her multiple times, drags her back to the room. I mean, I remember all this. We was calling her crazy, and I remember all these little things, but now these timelines is matching up to some of these incidents that we're seeing, to where, you know, she really was going through it from the looks of it. So this particular situation has already been settled out of court. That was one of the settlements that he paid to her in, I think, 2019, 18, something like that. But yeah, bad, bad, bad. You said it best. He a bitch ass nigga.
It's bad, bro. This is bad, man. Like, for me, everything, like, with Diddy and Puff, obviously, like, that's the era I grew up in. So, like, those songs and, like, the music that came out from the Bad Boy era is so near and dear to my heart. It don't take away from the fact that what he did to this woman is unacceptable, dog. Like, that's just crazy, man. Like, you know, we can talk about like his sexual preference or whatever, his last sexual preference, you know, him liking girls and guys, like whatever, man, do whatever you want to do. Like what happens in your bedroom is your business. But then you start talking about the alleged, like, you know, taking people, you know, saying sex trafficking, that gets a little dicey or whatever. But then you break down like what technically sex trafficking is. Like, all right, man, the nigga got a brothel of broads that's down to do it. Okay, I guess. I mean, it's weird, but okay, whatever. But the line definitely crosses when you is stomping out and punching and throwing things at your girl. That was just way out of pocket. And then he paid what, allegedly $50K to the hotel to get the video, keeps the video, allegedly Homeland Security leaks the video and stuff like that. For me, it's just all types of weird. Like, okay, let's just say that you did pay the hotel to get the video. Why are you keeping the video? Like, you keeping it like as a trophy? What, you going back in your closet to rewatch it? Like, what type of sick shit is that? Diddy, Puff, Sean Combs, you are done here. You are done, bro.
Yeah.
I about to say this, what's next? Because like every week we get a Diddy update, and I think having the visuals makes it a little bit, it makes it different. Everybody, you got the apologists waiting on more facts. You got people on his side saying that, you know, that's not in his character. You got him still claiming that none of this shit is true. You know what I mean? Knowing that there is evidence that everything is true. So what's next? We're just going to wait another week, more footage or something else?
Yeah, it's way more to come. It's always something else. I mean, just speaking to your point about him coming out saying like all this stuff ain't true and posting pictures on Mother's Day. Like, these celebrities, man, stop talking, bro. Stop fucking talking, man. Just go low key, man. Your lawyers don't want you doing this stuff. Your lawyers don't want you on social media posting about Mother's Day. The lawyers don't want you posting pics about taking your daughter to prom.
A diss track. Roller skate. His son.
Nigga.
Y'all hear that? He's literally mocking the feds. Mocking and then what, 2 days later?
Booyah.
That's why they released that shit. Yeah.
What a dummy, man. But
do y'all remember the video of Cassie in the hotel with the blanket over and he kind of standing over her? Like, all that shit looked like that
different light now.
Or it just shows it in a different pattern of not her being crazy and psychotic, but him being who he is and who he was to her. So it's sad, man. It's super sad.
Niggas, yeah, like when that video came out with her with the blanket initially, like, you know, it was perceived or came off as like, you play fighting with your girl or whatever, her hair ain't done, you want to get a video of or something like that. That was like kind of like the perception of it. But then you get it or look at it after, you know what I'm saying, him beating on her in the hotel, it takes a different light. And I just really, what is wrong with these people, man? Stay off the gram. Stay off of social media. Stop making diss records. I mean, your lawyer, you're paying a lawyer. Listen to the lawyer, man. Why are you making a diss record? What is wrong with you? But shout out to the wife. She was like, it's just hubris. It's like, people have egos. Like, you've been in the limelight this long. You've been doing it this way this long. Your lawyer telling you one thing. You telling him, no, you work for me. You got a whole bunch of yes men around you and things of that nature. So you just going to keep on doing what you're going to do. These niggas is dumb. They dumb as hell.
Yeah, so what, the police came out, I saw that they said that they can't make any arrests on this because it's past some sort of deadline, or I forgot the word that they used.
Statute of limitations, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, we're going to see. Next week, I'm sure something else will come up.
Yeah, my question for y'all is, when does he pull the Russell Simmons? Like, he should be wheels up to, like, Bali or Belize by the end of the week, right? Because there's no coming back. Like, there's no redemption story for this. Like, in America, we're super forgiving. Like, you could do just about anything and like, oh man, you know, celebrities will forgive you. Like, all right, man, whatever. As long as you not beating on your girl, not beating on your kid or whatever. I mean, shoot, like, even Chris Brown with the Rihanna situation, for the most part, like, you know what I'm saying, the masses have forgiven him. I know he still goes through things here and there, but like, for the most part, like, people accept him. He was like freaking 19 years old. He's grown grown as a person and things like that. But like when you're 55 years old and you're beating women and you got drug mules and you got all this going on, I think, in my opinion, he just need to go ahead and exit stage left.
He need to go. Social media is pulling receipts. They trying to find out what happened to the wife. They're trying to find out what happened to a lot of the other folks that was in that situation with ownership of this and that. And, you know, folks is disappearing, missing. Just they gonna find out.
Yeah. Speaking of the drug mule, Brandon Paul, he accepted the guilty plea deal and he gonna avoid prison time. So now you got the people that you had around you ready to tell it all, because they ain't trying to go to jail. So
about to sing like a songbird,
Wheels up, like you said, he better get up out of here.
Better get up out of here. You about to be
I played three Bad Boy songs last night. I looked over at my boy and was like, this might be one of the last time I get these off.
They need to drop some Biggie records and take out all of Diddy's ad libs. That's what they need to do. So we can ride with these songs, man.
Yeah. Like, hell yeah. Megan. Hell yeah.
Crazy times, bro.
Yeah. What else we got? We're gonna get into the we never have closed out this Kendrick and Drake.
I think Mr. Lamar has closed it out for everybody.
Yeah. We never really, you know, I never got my clip that I asked for either, where y'all was like, hell nah, he ain't dropping today. Yeah. After that, it went silent on the Kendrick stuff. But that was a time. Did Drake announce that he was done? I kind of missed that. Did he say I quit?
Pretty much. He what he posted on Instagram, he posted a picture of him as a samurai going against a bunch of other samurais and was like, good times, summer vibes up next. So that sounds like it's a wrap.
You know? He's trying to keep the money going. He's trying to make sure.
But it feels good to be on the winning team, you know. A lot of folks was, you know, Kendrick, don't write this fast. Yeah, I went back to the Flam podcast where Drake dropped push-ups and niggas was like, what is Kendrick going to do? And can't he write? Are you nervous? Nah, I'm not, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it feels good. Feels good to be on winning team. Proud.
He talking his shit because this guy won.
Right. I ain't going to lie. BBL Drizzy might be getting played today, so. Kendrick did win because Metro got one of the lasting memories from this one with that. So,
yeah, man. Have you had a chance to get Not Like Us off yet?
Yeah, I did. I played that at 937.
Nice. Yeah, man. It was what a weekend, man. I think, like Dizzle said, with Drake waving the white flag, with his response record to Not Like Us, it was just a sad attempt to try to, like, hey, man, it was fun while it lasted. Hope your fans happy that you had some music to listen to from you. I'll get you out to play or whatever. I'm on the vacation mode. I mean, I guess, bro. Like, so, and I said this to my guy. I was like, look, man, there's no question that Drake is the number one guy in rap. Like, there's no question. He got the hit records. He has the sales. He has the touring to back it up. But all I know is the number one guy has never lost two battles. Like, you know, Jay-Z, you know, people say he lost to Nas, but he beat everybody else. Don't have two losses. The man has two L's on his record. Pusha T smacked him around. Kendrick stomped him out. So you got two losses on your belt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mopped up my guy, Meek Mill. No doubt about it. Still think back-to-back's one of the best disc records of all time. You still one of the best artists of all time. But when it comes to this battle shit, you got two losses on your belt.
Yeah. So did he announce that he was kind of bowing out before or after his bodyguard got hit with that gunfire?
Woo! Crazy.
I think it was after.
Are we assuming that that had some weight into it as well? Because when you start getting into that, I think it's like, whoa, let's get back to these singing records.
I would say so. I follow academics, and he was saying that they were still, he still has some clips in the chamber to drop, you know what I mean? But then that happened. And then a couple of other instances of people trespassing on his property happened. Like, this was a week of shootings, trespassings. So yeah, it was over. And the people dubbed it to be over. If Drake dropped another track dissing him, we good. We got what we needed. The battle, the war is over.
Yeah, 100%. And then, like, people vandalizing one of his OVO stores. Look, man, like, we all talked about, I think every other podcast that talks a ton about music said the same thing. Hey, man, we're here for the music. Let's keep this shit on music, because a lot of people that do podcasts are old enough to remember when, you know, the Biggie and the Tupac shit went totally left. You know what I'm saying? It was no longer about music. It turned into something that nobody wants. You know what I'm saying? And shoot, even like today's rappers getting into real street beefs or whatever. Like, as long as this shit stayed on wax, we here for it. But then, you know, some overzealous people, you know what I'm saying, break into his property, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we not here for that, man. We here for the music, man. So I'm kind of glad it's over. I'm glad Kendrick didn't drop yet another one, because I think that record was the perfect ending to this whole thing, and it was a hell of a run. It's gonna definitely be one of the hot topics of 2024.
Yeah, well, I kind of do want one more drop from Kendrick if possible, just because he removed all them copyright claims, so we can try to get our shit on, you know, have that shit that's playing facts on our video, get our shit out there. So that's huge, because I know a lot of mid pods and beginner pods, and you know, they got a lot of exposure just from that move of, you know, we ain't copywriting this, y'all have at it. So that was huge. So that even makes it more viral and more, you know, powerful.
For the culture.
Indeed, man. A couple quick hitters before we slide up out of here, man. I know, like, it's just been so much going on that we can't keep track on everything, man. But LL said he didn't like Andre 3000's Flute album, and he needs to know the truth. What did y'all think about L saying that about 3000?
Who did like the Flute album?
I was about to say.
Besides 3000.
Ain't news, man. Why are we talking about the Flute album? It didn't even recently drop. How long ago did the Flute album drop? It was like 2 years ago, maybe? Why are you talking about it now, man? That's he hating.
Who asked? Hey, hate. He was on the shop, and they asked him about it, so he gave his opinion. I mean, go ahead, bro.
I was about to say, I did hear LL drop a Sway in the Morning freestyle or something, where he was still rapping. So LL still got some bars.
Yeah, LL still got it. My thing is, for any artist, not just a rapper, singer, or whatever, if you want to experiment in a new type of music, go for it. Knock yourself out. That don't mean I got to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick with the Mr. Morale, I gave it a one listen to. Wasn't for me. I still know Kendrick is dope. It's not going to take away from Good Kid, Mad City. It's not going to take away from the Damn album. It's not going to take away from Section 8. Hey, you dropped the album I don't like. I still like it. It's just not for me. So any artists out there that want to try, like, shoot, when Snoop dropped the reggae album, not for me. Not going to take away from Doggy Style. Not going to take away from all your other great music. Hey, man, continue to drop music. I'll give it a shot because I'm a fan of yours. If I don't like it, I don't like it. Now, if this was a new guy coming out of nowhere trying to make a new vibe, that's not going to work out too well for you. But, you know, I don't necessarily think, like, it's a problem. Like, a lot of people always got, you know, issues with people dropping, you know, saying new type of music and trying to experiment. I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got to listen to it. Another real quick one. I know this is more NBA related, but Pat Bev got suspended for 4 games for throwing a basketball at a fan and getting into it with a reporter asking about his podcast and stuff like that. I know that's dating back a couple weeks, but NBA don't fuck around with Pat Bev or Draymond at all.
Or getting into it with the fans like that. Did y'all see the video? Like, he chucked it at her. Yeah, he tripped.
That's ridiculous. he's lucky he only got four games, dude. Like, that's ridiculous, dog. You like the thing with the reporter, like, whatever. I could care less about that. But with the fan, no, we not doing that. You can't do that, dude. Like, that's just flat out wrong.
Yeah. He's always been a hothead. Expected.
Yeah. I think he did some shit when they lost. It's always when they lose the last loss of the playoffs. Yeah, that's not a good look because he shoved Chris Paul in the back. I think he fucked him up real good after a loss.
Brought the camera on the floor to try to show the ref. Man, look, man, you missed it.
Yeah. He a wild boy, man. He a wild boy. Speaking of people getting in trouble in the league and skating by, Jamal Murray, he threw a towel and a heating pad on the court and got a 100K fine, no suspension, which is ridiculous. He should have been suspended for at least one game and the 100K fine. I mean, they say it's because he's a first-time offender. Nah, man, you can't do that, dog. Like, you can't – like, the referees are employees of the NBA. Like, the NBA has to protect its employees. I think he should have been suspended, man. What y'all think?
Definitely, because they don't want to see that chance of Denver not getting there. So you got to make sure the script is right. So they just hit him in the pockets. But we need you out there playing hard. Game 5, 6, and 7. So
basically, because who would have? I don't remember. Did they win that follow up game?
Yeah, they won the next two games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, matter of fact, no, they won the next three games. They won three in a row. Yeah. Then Minnesota won game 6. So, yeah, pushing this to game 7. So, yeah, like, that's trash.
Shout outs to the league. I'm a fit. We wouldn't be getting game 7 tonight, baby, without it. Like, come on. This is what the people want. We want to see Jamal Murray out there.
So you cool with the league manufacturing who wins?
I am cool with the response that this is his first time offense. This is why we're letting him skate by, you know? And it makes sense. I want to see Jamal Murray out there. I don't want another playoff series where the main guy is out. You know what I'm saying?
But it's something that he did. It's his fault.
Initially, yes. He should have got suspended. In any other game, he definitely should get suspended. But not – this is a good series. Nigga, this is the only series we got. Nigga, come on. I needed this full-blown matchup where everybody's playing, nobody's hurt. This is the two. These are the two teams in my eyes. Like, the Wolves and the Nuggets are the two best teams. I want to see them at full power. That's all I'm saying. And we get a wonderful game 7.
If he throw another towel out there, he should get suspended for the next game.
Yes. If he does it again, yes. Because it's not his first time. You know what I'm saying? At least they had an excuse. You know what I'm saying? They don't got no excuses no more.
All right, Jamal Murray. The eyes are on you, nigga.
When Ja Morant was a first-time offender, they set that nigga down. So
that's funny.
And last thing before we slide up out of here is this back to the Diddy. It's a question for y'all. Does everything that he got, and it's not music related, does like everything he got going on take away from the no Diddy? Are we back to the pause? Because I think the shit that he's dealing with now is so serious that I'm not sure if I could even joke about it, like with the no Diddy line.
Yeah. I don't think the no Diddy was going to keep up, but yeah.
No staying power for no Diddy?
Uh-uh. Oh, no. I'm no Diddy in the group chat and in my inner circle, but in public, probably not. But we still no Diddy in the inner circle in the group chat. So.
There it is. All right, there. Oh, one more last one. We are super close to summertime. What are the summer plans? What's the vibes for the summer? What's the summer plans?
So
the weather is turning. I know we got a lot of golf on deck. Pool season at Dizzle's crib.
I got a planned trip for Father's Day weekend. I'm going to see Smoke in LA with the boys. Doing that in June. I'm going to an edible convention in July in Orlando, squeezing in some weddings and, you know, all that. So a couple travel events this summer. And then I got a wedding in Missouri in August. So I have a few little things planned. But for the most part, like you said, I'll be on that golf course. And my youngest has shown some interest in golf and basketball. Hey. So She turns 8 this year, so we about to get on that. So
dope.
Nice.
See, I got a couple trips. We're gonna be going to Michigan. I don't remember if I told y'all about like this family trip where my family and then my wife's family all under one roof. I think it was like 28 mm-hmm. of us. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna try that again. It's not as many of us, but we both together. I think it's maybe 18, and then going on a cruise in 18? August.
Hold on, 18 in one crib.
Yeah, man. Big Airbnb. The last Airbnb that we had was the perfect joint. It was a couple minutes from the beach. The property had a basketball court, volleyball court.
How long y'all staying? How long 18 people
staying? It's like a five-day trip. 5 days.
Ooh. By day three, everybody gonna be on their own missions.
Last time was cool.
Yeah, man, I commend you, man. That's that shit that you see in the movies. Look, man, I love my family, extended family, close family. I love them all. But five days, ain't no way. I was in Vegas, obviously, for the Super Bowl, and we stayed for like 4 days. Like, by day three, my brother was ready to kill us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and likewise, like, I can't do that. Like, I was, you know, when I went home for Mother's Day, like, that was, like, the perfect amount of time. Like, 3 days, all right, 3-4 days, I'm out. Like, when I look at the calendar when we go home for Christmas, like, it's 4 days. That's all I got, because if mm-hmm. I'm around and not in my environment that long, I start to get antsy. So, mm-hmm. that many people, that long. I salute people that love their family that much.
Yeah. Shit was dope. And then we also going to Niagara Falls. Never been there. So we're gonna go there, I think, in August.
The US side or the Canada side?
I'm assuming the US side is supposed to be, it's another family trip. And my wife's people got a campsite out there. So we're gonna be camping. Tents and trailers.
I dated a girl that was from Toronto back in the day and drove her home for a trip, and we hit the US side, drove to Toronto, then hit the Canada side and drove back. So got to see her from both the Canada side. You could the lot I think that's the better side. So
Well, I've been free, in Niagara Falls since I was a $3.99 works for me. Got a couple trips coming up. That's really about it. Like, I think we got like 2 trips coming up this summer. We really didn't get a chance to take too many trips last summer, but this year we got at least 2 planned for the summertime. So gonna get out there and enjoy it, man. Enjoy the good weather while we got it, man, because mm-hmm. come February, come shit before that, even like October when it starts to get cold, right? Plus with the new college football coming out, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get all these brownie points in. I gotta get these brownie points in, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm gonna be on them sticks.
Have you got a second controller? Just get a second controller.
Don't care about no goddamn video games. only video game I think I've ever seen her play is Mario Brothers, Tetris, and Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Like Mario Kart, like you break that out, we'll play that shit all day. But like some damn college football, she like, do what? Throw it to where? What? Right. Interception. I can get my stats up playing her though.
That's funny.
But yeah, man, super pumped up for that college football with that cross play. It's going down. Happy camper, man. All right, there it is. Another episode. You Can't Make This Up podcast. Kev Nash,
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.